Today, we will learn how to incorporate intentional pauses through practicing silence. You will need your Bible, pad, pen, highlighter, and a comfy place to practice. This is podcast number 3. Now on to the intro. Jesus podcast, where we create space so you can commune with God through practicing spiritual disciplines in order to help you grow in love with God, your neighbor, and yourself. Hi, I'm LaVita Brooks, teacher, author, and spiritual discipline equipper and encourager, bringing you practice time, demonstration, inspiration, interviews, and guidance on practicing spiritual disciplines. For more information, check out my blog at LaVitaBrooks.com. Now, come walk with me where we intentionally practice being in the presence of God. So stop what you're doing, get comfy, because it's time to hang out with Jesus and me, LaVita. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we come giving you glory, honor, and praise. For you are our refuge. You are our God. You are a God in whom we place our trust. Father God, we pray that you bless this gathering. Give us teachable hearts so that we will know when it's time during our daily walk with you, when we're supposed to stop and pause to hear what you have to say. Teach us now, Lord, as we practice how to intentionally pause. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today, during this practice, I want to remind you that we are supposed to be walking by faith and not by sight. I want to remind you that we are supposed to be casting all our anxieties on the Lord, because He's the one to care about us. We're not supposed to be sober-minded or unstable or fearful or confused or doubtful, but we're supposed to be watchful. We're supposed to be listening and seeking God's face and waiting on His response. Because you know what? The scripture says that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And you can find that in 1 Peter 5, I believe it's 5:8. We're supposed to be resisting the devil and standing firm in our faith, knowing that what's happening here, matter of fact, is happening in the whole world. This is a time where we have to come together. And I hope that many of you have participated in our 14-day Psalm 91 Read Aloud Challenge. If you are, then email me at LaVita@LaVita.com. What we're going through right now, even scripture tells us that it's going to be a suffering for a little while. But the God of all grace, who has called us, the believers in Christ Jesus, to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish us. Glory to God! Y'all, this is something that we should be praising God about. That this pandemic is for a moment in time. We're going to come through it. It's not permanent. We always have to look beyond the problem and look in the Word of God for the future. And the future, I'm telling you, is that Christ is coming back to get us. You do not have to be in despair. You do not have to inflict harm to your body. You do not have to start screaming, yelling, and crying, Lord, help, help, help. Stand on God's word. Y'all, you have the power of the Holy Spirit. Speak God's word in truth, believing it, and seek God's face. That's why today I wanted us to practice about intentional pauses. Because as you go throughout your day, you need to be reminded that the Lord is your strength and your shield, and that your heart trusts in Him. You need to be reminded to exalt the Lord. Bless your holy and righteous name, Father God. You need to sing songs unto the Lord. How great thou! You need to give Him thanks. Glory, 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 hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Make up songs like I just did. Also have to be still and know that He is God. God wants us to know Him, to believe Him, and to understand that He is God. And we do that by giving Him praise, honor, and glory, and studying His word. The more of the word you get into you, the less of the fear and the confusion that the world wants you to have can stay. It has to flee because there's no room for it. It's those little thoughts that mess you up. That's why we're going to take intentional pauses. Some people call them purposeful pauses. Y'all, I don't want you to lose heart. Jesus is coming, and He has a mission for you to do until He arrives. And you know what that is? Seeking God's face, repenting of your wicked ways, listening and waiting on Him to answer you as you search the scriptures, as you spend time communing with Him. Let's begin with our practice of intentional pauses. These pauses are what just happened? I know for a second there, you were thinking, what happened? Where'd she go? Is that the end? Did something go wrong? You started listening intently and with a purpose. Where is she? You started looking for an answer on your phone or iPod or laptop. You started looking. And you waited. That's what an intentional pause is. The only difference is instead of waiting for me, you're waiting for God to show up with an answer. Just like I came back, God is already there with you. He didn't leave. You did, because you had so much to do. Being still, seeking, listening, and waiting on God is really about you becoming focused and attuned to God. And the special part about this is that you don't have to get in any position. You don't have to look a certain way, act a certain way, put on a certain outfit. All you have to do is just stop. Lord, I am here. That's it. Stop and let the Lord know that you are here in His presence, because He's already there. And watch and see how He shows up. Now that's a pause. That's more than a pause. That's a praise. So that was already a demonstration on pausing. Now we're going to do it with the Word of God. We're going to read the book of James chapter 1 together. Remember, I'm doing this with you. So I'm going to stop reading aloud after verse 5. Now, when I read 1 to 5, I may pause, may not pause. But remember, you're going to read the entire book of James. If I end before you finish, that's okay. Because the objective is to stop and pause when something stands out at you, when it seems like God wants to speak, when something catches your attention, stop, dwell on it. And if that means that you have to write something down, then do so. Okay? Let's begin. James chapter 1, and I will be reading from the ESV, English Standard Version. James chapter 1, verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. But that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Continue reading and intentionally pausing as you finish James chapter 1. Okay, take a few minutes to gather your thoughts, even write something down if you need to. During this time, did you find out anything about yourself or God? Did you allow yourself to truly embrace the moment? Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for allowing us this moment to learn how to intentionally pause to hear what you have to say. We pray that what we experience today, what we heard, what we learned, that we're able to apply it to our hearts so that we might not sin against thee. We pray, Father God, that we will intentionally pause after we pray, after we study your word, while we're studying your word, when we ask you a quick question, we will intentionally pause and wait. Listen, Lord, give us the strength to do so even in our busiest moments. We thank you for being with us. Continue to watch over our families, our friend and our nation, and protect us from danger seen and unseen. Father God, we give you all honor and glory and praise. We bless your holy name, for you are worthy. You are worthy. You are a holy God. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So what's our next steps? To intentionally pause after we pray. After we say grace over our food, after we study the Word of God, while we study the Word of God, when we have a question and we need an answer, let's take those intentional pauses where we listen, where we seek God's face with our whole hearts, listen, and wait for an answer. Now, tomorrow and Saturday will be our last 2 days for participating in the Psalms 91 Read Aloud Challenge. How's that going? I hope that you have enjoyed your moments with the Lord and with me. And I pray that you begin to look at spending time with the Lord as being enjoyable, as being something you seek after, moments in which you can't wait to be in His presence. And when you have those feelings, you will begin to create space so that you can commune with God. So join me tomorrow and Saturday at 7 a.m. Also, email me, levita@levitabrooks.com, or just go to the website, levitabrooks.com, and let me know if you're going to continue reading Psalms 91 after this challenge. And also, if this is something you would like for us to do again. Well, until we meet again, intentionally and daily, hang out with Jesus. Shalom.